At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, September 20th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to the Major League Baseball diamond and take a trip to Tropicana Field for a big matchup between the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. Currently, the Rays are listed as a modest minus 125 home favorite and the Houston Astros a plus 115 road dog. The total in this one is a very low total of 6.5. Houston comes in with a 97-51 record and has already clinched their division. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay is currently holding down the number 2 wildcard spot in the American League with an 82-65 record. Houston won last night's series opener 4-0, cashing as a plus 105 road dog. For tonight's matchup, which takes place at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time, Christian Javier will take the bump for the Astros. He has a 9-9 record with a 2.87 ERA, and he'll be facing the young lefty for Tampa, Shane McClanahan, 12-5 with a 2.13 ERA. We've seen some respected money grab Houston as a road dog here with a plus money payout, as the Astros opened getting around plus 130, and we've now seen them get down to around plus 115. Now, Christian Javier, who's on the bump for the Astros, has been great in the month of September. In two starts, he has a 0.79 ERA, and actually, the Astros are 3-0 in his last three starts. Houston, in particular, has done great against lefties this year with a 38-12 record. The Astros have the edge at the plate, hitting .247 versus .242 for Tampa, and also a better team ERA, 2.92 versus 3.34. Another edge for Houston tonight would be their bullpen. It's more rested versus the Tampa Bay pen. In the last three games, Houston has pitched 10 innings out of their pen, whereas the Tampa Bay Rays have pitched 13.2 innings. We've also seen some respected money hit this under, banking on a low-scoring game. We did see the under hit yesterday with just a 4-0 win for Houston. With this total open at 7, we've already seen it get down to 6.5. Tampa Bay is 4-2 to the under their last 6 games, and they're 4-1 to the under their last 5 at home. Meanwhile, Houston, 4-2 to the under their last 6, and they've been one of the best under teams in baseball this season. And they're also 5-1 to the under their last 6 when these two teams face off head-to-head. And this is also kind of a sharp money underplay, as 65% of bets are taking the over tonight, yet we've seen this line fall 7 down to 6.5. One factor to consider here is that the game will be played in a dome. Historically, we've seen unders do far better in domes or closed roof stadiums versus outdoor stadiums where the weather can be at play. In a dome or closed roof stadium, there's perfect conditions here for the pitcher, the ball doesn't travel well as the fielders having a perfect conditions as well. If you're looking at Houston at a futures price, right now they're the favorite to win the American League at plus 165, and they have the second best odds to win the World Series at plus 425, trailing only the Dodgers at plus 350.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, first matchup, we're going to go to San Diego for a big showdown between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Diego Padres. This is a 9:40 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, and currently the San Diego Padres are listed as a very short -110 home favorite, and St. Louis a +100 road dog, with a total of 7.5 here. Now, neither team has clinched their postseason berth. St. Louis does, though, lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over Milwaukee. Meanwhile, San Diego is holding down the number 2 wildcard spot. So both these teams are vying for the postseason. For tonight's matchup, it'll be the ageless wonder for St. Louis, Adam Wainwright on the bump, 11-9 with a 3.29 ERA, facing Mike Clevinger, who's 5-7 with a 4.47 ERA. We've seen some respected money lean on St. Louis as a road dog getting some plus money here, as the Cardinals opened getting around +115, and now they're down to around even money, +100. St. Louis has the edge at the plate, hitting .254 versus .240 for San Diego. They have a better team ERA, 3.78 versus 3.90, and St. Louis is 3-0 head-to-head on the season against San Diego. One factor here with the line move to St. Louis might be considering that Mike Clevinger, who's on the bump for the Padres, has really struggled here recently. In the month of September, he has an ERA over 10, 10.13 to be specific. Also, if you look at the total in this one, we are seeing some over liability. It's 7.5 juiced up over -115. So looks like it could be rising here to 8 before you know it. If you do like that over, you probably want to grab the 7.5 now. That way, if it lands on 8, you cash that over. And if it goes to 8 and it lands on 8, you would push if you're late to the party. Also, in terms of a data-driven play, only 64% of bets are on the over, but it's taking into account 92% of the money. So that'll be a positive bet discrepancy with some sharp action leaning to the over. Also, in terms of an MVP, it's probably not bettable right now because the line is so high, but call Paul Goldschmidt, Goldie. He's having a career year hitting .322 with 35 home runs and 112 RBIs. He's right now -3,000 to win the National League MVP. For our second best of the rest matchup tonight, we're going to go to an interleague showdown with two playoff hopefuls here between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies here. Right now, you're looking at Toronto as a very short -120 favorite on the road, with Philly +105 at home, with a total in this game of 8.5. Now, Toronto comes in with an 83-64 record, Philly 80-66. In the first wild card spot, Toronto's holding that down the American League. Meanwhile, you look at the Phillies, they're holding down the number 3 wild card spot. Now, we've seen some respected money lean on Toronto here. They open as a very short -115 road favorite. We've now seen them get bet up to around -120, with some shops even a little higher toward -125. The pitching matchup looks like it favors Toronto in this one. Ross Stripling will be pitching for Toronto. He's 8-4 with a 2.94 ERA. In his last 9 starts, Toronto is 8-1 in Stripling's net last 9 starts. And in 7 of his last 9 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs or less. So Stripling has really been dealing here as of late. And he'll be facing Kyle Gibson, who's 10-6 with a 4.45 ERA. In the month of September, Gibson has an 8.53 ERA. So he's been getting knocked around in his last 3 starts. Toronto would match a couple betting systems. Non-division road favorites this year are 61%. 268 and 172. And when both teams had the day off, which was the case yesterday, if you just take the favorite, those teams are 116 and 59, 66% this year. Toronto is also 2-0 head-to-head against the Phillies. In Toronto, 73 and 50 as a favorite, 72 and 45 against righties, and 40 and 32 on the road. All profitable spots, which match tonight. We've also seen a little liability to this over. It opened with an 8.5 total, juiced up over. And we've seen that juice rise even higher. It's now 8.5 over -115 or even -120. So that's telling us that there's some liability over, and this could be rising to 9 before you know it. In that case, if you like the over, you probably want to get it right now. Two good offenses here tonight, which would give you some confidence to take the over. Toronto's hitting .261, Philly's hitting .254, and Toronto is 4-2 to the over their last 6 games. Meanwhile, Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philly, one of your better over stadiums historically, as the dimensions are a little bit smaller, and especially when it's hot with wind blowing out, you see overs cash at a pretty big rate in Philadelphia.
Josh's sweats.
Now for Josh's sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look at the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to take the Red Sox on the money line on the road at the Cincinnati Reds. Now both these teams on the outside looking in, Cincy has no shot at the playoffs. The Red Sox, not really either. They're 71-75. Cincy is 58-89. But I like the Red Sox in this matchup to get a win in this interleague showdown. Currently, Boston is listed as around a -120 road favorite, whereas you look at Cincinnati, +105 at home, with a total of 8.5. Now, the pitching matchup tonight, Brian Bayo, the young stud here, righty for the Boston Red Sox, their top prospect. He's only 1-6 with a 5.10 ERA, but he's really gotten his groove here in the month of September. In three September starts, he has an ERA of 1.65. So Bayo has really been turning it around recently. He'll be facing Nick Lodolo, a lefty here for Cincinnati, who's 4-6 with a 3.81 ERA. And in this game, we've seen movement toward Boston. This is actually kind of a dog-to-fave sharp money move toward Boston. They opened actually as a plus 100 dog. Now we've seen them flip to around a minus 120 road favorite. This is notable as in interleague matchups, you do tend to see the team getting the line move and also kind of the favorite with a line move do pretty well. The lack of familiarity benefiting, quote unquote, the better team. We do know non-division road favorites have been great this year, 61%. And the Red Sox will be leaning on their bats. They're hitting 259 versus just 239 for Cincinnati. They do have a better team ERA, 4.45 versus 4.84. In the Boston bullpen, a little bit more rested here versus Cincinnati. In the last three games, the Cincinnati pen has pitched 13 innings, whereas Boston has only pitched 10. The Red Sox in this spot, 39-26 as a favorite, and 20-12 against left-handed pitchers. That's notable against lefties because against righties, Boston is just 57-63. Meanwhile, Cincinnati is in a fade spot here. They're 45-66 as a dog, they're 29-43 at home, and they're just 41-62 against right-handed pitchers. So I'm going to take the Red Sox on a short number with Brian Bayo pitching very well recently, matching a lot of interleague line moves as well as non-division road favorite system matches. Give me the Red Sox tonight. I will be sweating the Sox at around minus 120. For my other sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward a total, and we're going to go to Colorado in the rarefied air of Coors Field, and I'm going to take the over between the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies tonight. This is an 8:40 p.m. Eastern time start. This is the over of over 10. Right now, in terms of just the money line, San Francisco is around a minus 155 road favorite with Colorado plus 140. Now, last night, we did see this over cash. It was a 10-7 win by San Francisco, easily cashing that over 11.5. For tonight's pitching matchup, it's Carlos Rodon, who's 13-8 with a 2.84 ERA, facing Kyle Freeland, who's 9-9 with a 4.43 ERA. Now, in terms of this over, a couple of reasons why I like it. The first one would be a weather-based play. When you look at the weather at Coors Field, especially late in the season, if it can be hot with wind blowing out, you see a big tendency toward the over, which is commonly referred to as late season Coors Field overs. So for tonight, it's going to be expected to be around 90 degrees or more with a little bit of wind, 7 to 10 miles an hour, blowing left to right or even blowing out. So this would match that hot when the rarefied air, again, the ball travels further at Coors Field just regardless because of the altitude. When you bring in the hot weather, the humidity, as well as wind blowing out, always benefiting an over. With wind blowing out, you know, a warning track fly ball might get pushed into a first row home run. When you combine all those factors, this is a good historical spot to lean over here. Now, what's interesting is the total did open 10.5, and it did fall a little bit at some shops down to 10. But if you look at these 10s, they're all 10 over minus 115 or minus 120. So it looks like it could be creeping back up to 10.5, at which point, if you like that over, the 10 right now could be your best play. Also, you look at how these teams have trended. Colorado is 5-6 to the over their last six at home. Both these bullpens are really taxed. San Francisco has pitched 18.1 innings out of their pen in the last three games. Colorado has pitched 12 innings. So if both these offenses can get out of the starters, get to the bullpen, you could see hopefully some runs here later in the game as well with tax bullpens. And also, it's not just a weather-based play to take the over, it's a data-driven play. Using our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings, only 44% of bets are on this over, but it accounts for 72% of the money. That's a big bet discrepancy in favor of the over with the low bets, higher dollars, lean, and liability to this over. So I'll be rooting for some runs in Colorado tonight. Give me the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants over 10 at minus 115. That about does it for today's podcast for Daily Morning Bets on Tuesday, September 20th. But reminder, football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. I wish you all the best of luck. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets. Because as a wise man once said, that's what it's all about.